baby. Oh my god. Such a long day. Was it long for you? I'd love to be you sometime. Oh my god. Oh, I didn't stop going all day. I was up to walls. Like Spider-Man. I could just... fall asleep right now. How about you? Oh, you can't sleep. Come here. Will a hug do? Huh? Oh, you want me to tell you a story? Oh. What kind of a story? Would you like to hear something funny or... funny? Okay. Whew. But I don't know. Would you put it loopy? So, I'll try my best. I didn't tell you this one before, but a few years back, I was living with a couple, and we were house sharing together. And in the mornings, I used to get up very early, as usual. Nothing has changed in these last few years. But I used to get up before them, and this one particular morning, I slept naked for some reason, and I really don't know why. I really don't. And I got up at like 6 a.m., and they were sleeping in the room next to me, and I was like, oh, my clothes are in the dryer. I was like, what am I going to do? So I said I could take a chance and just, you know, run down the stairs naked. Get my clothes and put them on. And so I was like creeping out of the bedroom, you know, on my tippy toes like a ballerina. And I walked out the door. Shia Sanstaira, which means down the stairs. And I was kind of, you know, wiping my eye, you know, like a baby. Like a baby would. When they wake up, and it was kind of dusky, you know, dark and small but bright. And as I was walking down the stairs, I opened my eyes and I saw two fucking cats. Okay? And they're looking at me and their eyes are kind of like, you know, kind of focused on me. And I'm like, oh my god, oh, and I just really, you know, I'm in fear. And the first thing that I did, you know what the first thing I did was, I put my hand on my balls, my hands over my balls. Mully Roddy, which is my balls in Gaelic. And I was just petrified, and I was just like, what are they doing? And they were coming up the stairs and they were like hissing, you know, kind of really angry. Coming up the stairs like that. And I was like, oh fuck. And I was just like, and then I had a thought. I said, I was like halfway down the stairs, so I said, I'm just going to turn around and run back up. But then I was thinking like, what happens if the couple come out and catch me? So I was like, oh my god. So I turned, and when I turned to run up, there was another two cats coming down. And I was like, oh my fuck. And I was stuck in the middle of four cats, you know, and they're coming, two are coming up and two are coming down. And then I have one hand on my balls and one on my ass. And I was in such fear. The only thing that came out of my mouth was, Mom! I actually showed it for my mom, and then the couple got up and they ran out and they saw me in the middle of the stairs and just under siege by two cats, or four cats, and they were in stitches laughing. They were busting laughing. They were like, what the fuck is going on here? And they shooed the cats away from me, and I was just so petrified, and I am standing now in the nip, like, you know, in my birthday suit. It was just unbelievably embarrassing. And then it was to show mom, what was my mom going to do? My mom was living like 15 miles away, and even if she was there, what was she going to do? Come up and look at her son naked on the stairs being attacked by four cats. And when I tell that story to people, I call it the morning of the cats. Well, there was a lady living down the street, and she was like a cat lady, and she had like loads of cats, and they would be just running around wild. I often actually came back, and they'd be in the house. I remember once they came back and they were on the dishes in the kitchen, and I'd throw all the dishes. Oh, they terrorized me. And they used to come up through the extension on the back of the house and through the window. Oh, but that morning was just unbelievable. The morning of the cats. So, do you want to hear some more? Yeah? I can tell you some. We were banter with the lads. We were out one night. And we were getting into this bar in the city. And there was like four of us there or something, four or five. But I think it was like five, and four of us had shoes on, and you know, you couldn't get into the bar with the runners on, or sneakers, whatever you want to call them. So four of us got in, and the friend that couldn't get in, he got stopped because he had sneakers on, and we got in, and we were inside the bar, and we were like really disappointed because he was really good crack. He was like the clown, you know. So one of us got the bright idea then to text him and said, look, we'd meet him at the side window of the bar, and we'd throw a pair of shoes to him, and he could, you know, put them on and throw the sneakers in. So we did, being clever Irish lads, of course, full of bants. And so we met him. We threw the sneakers out. And when the sneakers, he changed in, and we threw the shoes out, and he threw the sneakers in. And he changed, and he got in, and he told the bouncers like that he had shoes up the road in his house, and he was fine, and he got in. And then when the lads got thrown out, they had sneakers on. How Irish is that one? And that same night, actually, when we came out of the bar, we were after a skinful, as we say here. A lot of Guinness. And we were walking home, and there was these girls, and they were calling us from an apartment above. And they were like, hi guys, you know, it was kind of very American there, wasn't it? We were like, hi guys, hi. What was that? And we were looking up, and we were like, hey, how's it going, girls? What's the story? And they're like, are you coming up? And at the time, well, you know, as always, you'd have a flat and you'd have a few flights of stairs. And we were saying, yeah, but how do we get up? And they were kind of like, well, that's up to you. How do you want to get up? And we're like, so one of the lads, he was working in construction. And there was actually a scaffold across the way from where the girls were. So he actually started stripping the scaffold and building it on the other side. So what we actually did then is, like, we turned into a team of workers. We had a safety officer, we had, you know, the manager, we had a foreman, and we had a labourer. And we actually scaffolded our way up to the room, and we got in, and we had drinks and partied with the girls. So yeah, we can be very silly. I could tell you those stories all night. Yeah, the different things that we got up to. I think it's good to save some for every night, isn't it? Because I think it's good to hear something funny before you go to sleep. And you can just have a smile on your face and you drift off. And maybe you can wake up in the morning in a good mood. And now hit me with the pillow. Oh my God. Come closer, baby. The morning of the cats. Mom. Yeah, Master. Good night, my love.